This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
So we do have a board director in here this morning, Andy McNamara, who's quite well known to many of our listeners.
He's becoming a bit of a regular.
He is a little bit of a regular.
Good. We're
not going to do this too much more often.
Thank you.
But we have you in here today because you've just launched a new online TV series. I believe it's called Transmission 2017. Transmission 2017. It's a series of 15 interviews that you've done. Now, the reason why we're interested in this is because we've actually ourselves been doing this very thing. We've been profiling trans people. Very last week, we had Kathy Eccles, who's one of your stars, a trans businesswoman. And a few weeks prior to that, we had a trans man called Loz. And we did in-depth interviews with both of them, both of which were very, very good.
And hugely popular downloads.
Well, that's right. I mean, Loz's interview still remains as our most popular download.
Oh, great.
We'll find out how Kathy's competes with that on Sunday night. So more about that next week. So couple of things here. Firstly, in a former life, maybe a current life, I'm not quite sure what the status of all of this is, you were associated with Ben TV.
Correct.
And Ben TV is now part of Joy.
Correct.
So Joy's now moved from just being a audio to an audio-visual platform.
Correct, yes.
There we go.
So, and it's evolving. It's evolving in a good direction, but Ben TV has gone from doing a community TV show and having online as well, but not really focusing on that, really focusing on the community TV. And now that's disappearing, and Bent is becoming the audiovisual arm of Joy and working out this new world where we focus more on online and focus more on integrating with Joy's shows. Now, we've done a whole series here. We've released it in one hit as a binge watch, which is something we haven't done before. And it's evolving, but I'm thinking we may not do too many more series like this. I think we may.
You're thinking House of Cards, because people want to watch it all. And
Totally.
Oh, I think it's a good idea.
I think we may do more one-off things tied into radio shows on Joy as well in the future. So
I mean, in preparing for the show today, I actually got online and I didn't watch every single one, but I certainly
did some research.
I actually scanned through most of them, partly because I was interested in some of the characters, some of which I know.
Right.
I've worked with Jeremy, I've worked with Andrew, I've worked with Kathy we interviewed last week. So there are a number of people there that I do know.
Right.
And it was great to see them on air and hear what they have to say, both as presenters and also as subjects.
Yeah, so that's one of the things of Transmission. We did a previous series in 2014, and part of the thing was trans people had to be the hosts as well.
Yeah.
So it wasn't sort of trans people under the microscope. It was meant to be a bit more trans people being positive and celebrating
trans
their lives.
Trans for trans.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I thought it was... It's a great series, by the way.
Yeah, oh, thank you.
So the series, isn't it?
So it's on Joy's website. When you're on Joy's website, just click on Programs on the menu at the top, and there'll be a drop down there underneath. One of them is Transmission. So all the episodes are there.
Right, so it doesn't say Joy TV or Ben TV or anything like that.
Joy is doing a new website right now, and part of the focus of that is Joy's multi-platform new world with podcasts and on-air and TV and whatever else, and website and social media. So, yeah, watch this space, I guess. It's going to be integrated somehow. I have no idea how, but yeah.
Yeah, there are better people that can do that than me.
Totally, and me,
So tell us about the series. So why Transmission? Why trans folk?
Because there's so much to be done for those people. To me, trans people are just so much earlier on the curve than gay people, gay and lesbian people are. Like, there's so much stigma, and there's still it's so few of them are coming, so few of them are not coming out in their whole life, I have a suspicion, or, you know, not coming out to their families. I wonder one day whether trans people will be a bigger group than gay and lesbian people, but there's just been so much stigma.
I think what's interesting is that for the first time in the Western world, people are coming out in their teens.
Yeah, that's something we learn with...
Whereas my generation, people are coming out in their 30s.
Or 50s, after they retired.
40s and 50s, yeah. Correct. And in a sense, I'm seeing that happening in the trans world a bit. So
totally.
All of a sudden, there are people who are, you know, later in life who are coming out and talking about their trans side.
And just as...
Absolutely.
And just as, you know, we've all heard the stories, Andy, about young kids, you know, in regional areas or at the outer suburbs, you know, there's wonderful stories about listening to Joy Under the Doona on some headphones. For trans folk, this is just as powerful.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, they
It's affirming.
Affirming, and they can look at it and go, you know what? If that person can do that,
yeah,
then, you know, it doesn't mean they have to, but it affirms and it encourages. So I think it's a huge initiative.
Yeah, it just shows them that stereotypes are lies, that there are, you know, so much diversity and so many options. One of our hosts and guests, Esther Bomer, heads a group called The Shed, which is a male trans support group, and he... So I approached him. He went, oh, fantastic. I said, okay. So we did a series 3 years ago. And he said, yeah. He said, I saw that and it was like staring into the sun. And what he meant was it was just, you know, full on and intense, a trans TV series made in Australia all about trans people and their issues. And he was just really passionate and excited. And, you know, there is so little support for trans people, really, I reckon. And there's so far to go.
When did you launch the series?
So... today it launches. We actually put it up 4 days ago.
Right.
But the official launch date is today.
We're part of the official launch.
You are.
Where's the ribbon?
So, it's, there are rainbow posters around everywhere. Oh, thank you.
and
launched right then.
And can you say something that makes it sound like we're launching it?
No.
I hereby officially launch.
Make it up. Come on.
Okay, yes, I hereby officially launched Transmission. Unfortunately, I should have had a trans person here today. But, it's trans-hosted, it's trans-guested, it's trans ideas, it's a whole range of individuals and some trans community support groups and a psychiatrist just exploring every aspect of trans life. People are talking about trans children. Just exploring everything we can, and it's an interview series.
It's transformational.
Yes.
It is.
Yes.
So, Andy, what was your role in this series?
I was the producer and the director and the editor.
Right.
I did, yeah.
Multitasker.
So I really pulled it together, I guess. Yeah, and organised all the people. And you know what else I did? This is a bit sneaky. I borrowed some chairs from somewhere else in this building that we used because they were really gorgeous, and we nicked them each Saturday and then put them back.
And they didn't know.
They'll know now.
It.
We were tempted to put them on the credits to say thank you to this organisation for your chairs, but then we thought maybe we just won't say anything. But
should have just kept them. Nobody would have known.
Maybe not. They were quite gorgeous chairs.
Oh. So you've talked about the range of characters. You've talked about The Shed. You've talked about a psychiatrist. Tell us about some of the others.
There's a whole new sort of side of trans that I guess people are just becoming aware of, and it's non-binary, gender-diverse stuff. So we actually have some people who move between male and female, or who see themselves as neither male nor female. That's sort of probably the tip of the iceberg for us that, you know, us non-trans people are really struggling to process.
And binary-specific people actually probably still have issues with.
Yeah.
Totally. I think that's hugely important, you know, for people to be able to watch this and to get an idea, get an understanding of this. Because there is a, you know, there's an information deficit.
Yeah, totally.
And, look...
It's hardly been touched on.
I think it's an incredible initiative. And again, this is one of the great advantages and the great things that this organisation, Joy, can do.
Yeah.
And spreading this out, you know, to incorporate that visual is hugely important.
Yeah.
And if only one person gets something positive out of it, then it's been worth. I mean, I know it'd be more than one.
Yeah.
It's got to be because you cover
the whole gamut here. I mean, there's a family scene.
Yep.
There's a lovely one with Greer and their daughter Leah.
Yeah.
I watch more of that one than some of the others, but I was actually quite moved by that.
Yeah. So we've done some stuff for trans community before, and things they're slow growers. They get out there and there's all these community links and they just keep spreading further and further, and the hits grow in time. So it's a hard to find organisation, but it's all connected and it'll get out.
And there's
there.
Grace, who's a counsellor, I think is working at Drummond Centre.
Yeah, as a trans person counselling trans people. So.
Fantastic. Yeah. The other, of course, I know Kathy. We did Kathy last week. Amazing. Megan I do some work with. Megan is on
the Pride Board.
Kathy and I work together on one of the working groups, and I'm having a great time getting to know and working with Megan. It's lots of fun. And there's a school teacher here.
Yeah, now his story's amazing. He decided to come out just before the start of the school year, 4 or 5 years ago, and he went to the headmaster. The headmaster said, yep, good. So he came out to all the teachers the day before school started, and then he came out to he was the Year 10 coordinator, all the Year 10 students, 300 of them, on the first day of school, and then got up at assembly and told the whole school on the second day of school. And then the next day he had his appointment with the psychologist, who said, you can't transition until you commit publicly to your transition. He said, well, 150 teachers, 300 students one day, 2,000 the next day. And his psychologist went, that's fairly public.
I think you've made that commitment. I'm really fascinated in terms of doing this and, the huge amount of work that's involved in it. Future project, if people want to get involved?
We've got one lined up for November. It's currently called Queer Indie Aussie Joy, and it is live recording of bands that have queer members.
Cool.
We're going to do two songs and a 5-minute interview and play it on some of the specialty shows.
Yep.
We're also going to encourage these bands to try and do a very uplifting poppy song, and we might even be able to get something on the daytime playlist. And so presenters will be able to play these songs and say, now here's some queer music recorded at Joy.
Yeah, great.
The other optional name for the show is Studio 5 Live, because we only have 4 studios, and it's going to be in the training room or upstairs in the open area there.
Now, I've got to ask, it might mean, we need to make ourselves beautiful, but any plans to, do little snippets of shows when they're on air, to film them?
No. Yes, it's all a resourcing thing. So,
of course.
There are plans to get some inbuilt cameras into our studios that are motion directed, so they will move to where the people are and film. But for special
I'm not
things,
ready for that, Macca.
We'll do more than that.
So it's all...
I always thought that I had a voice for radio, but not a voice for TV.
It's all evolving, and it's evolving in a good way, but it's evolving. We're building up a team and we're doing some projects and trying a few things. We've just done a Yes Marriage Equality video we shot at the Broken Heel Drag Queen Festival.
And of course, we did our audio video messages for Radiothon and stuff like that.
We did 22 videos, they were everywhere.
I want to thank you, Andy. This is a huge initiative.
Thank you.
Really, really significant and important for the station. I'm glad, that we've integrated Bent TV. I don't ever want to forget Bent TV. It was a big part of my life as well, and a big part of our community's life, and it's good to see it continuing in another format.
Yeah, I agree.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Well done. And I encourage everyone, have a look at this series. This is
very good.
Transformational.
It's very, very good.
It's really going to make a difference to a lot of lives.
Yeah.
Because some of our listeners also think the same way. We've had a message from Catherine from St Kilda, who's also plugging their own show on trans and gender diverse ageing. We've had a message from Ian, and we've had a message from another person called 494.
Yes. So, thank you.
And my friend Maria, of course.
Yeah.
And my friend Ailes have been listening in. So there you go.
Awesome. Thank you, Tess and Macca.
It's great work. Part of the reason why, if you're not a member of Joy, you bloody well should be. We're on air. We don't run on air. And just remember, Bent TV is a big part of our community's history. It's now part of Joy, and it's going to continue, and I think it's actually going to get stronger.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you, Andy.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.